Hollywood celebrities turn their attacks on RFK after Trump endorsement. He's out of his effing mind. By David Ng on August 24, 2024. Like a pack of attack dogs, Hollywood celebrities turned their attention to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Friday after he endorsed former President Donald Trump and blasted the Democratic Party for having rigged its own primaries and undemocratically installed Kamala Harris as its nominee. Stars including George Takei, Jeffrey Wright, Chris Maloney, Sandra Bernhardt, and The West Wing's Bradley Whitford unleashed a torrent of vicious verbal attacks on Kennedy for having dared to cross the aisle to form an alliance with Trump. "What a sad, broken, human being at Robert Kennedy Jr. is," Whitford declared. "A broken, deeply disturbed person," Bernhardt wrote. RFK Jr. and Donald Trump. A sorrier pair could hardly be imagined, Takei concluded. On Friday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. held a press conference where he announced he would be suspending his presidential campaign and endorsing Trump. He revealed that the Kamala Harris campaign refused to even meet with him while Trump was open to dialogue and even collaboration on certain issues where there is agreement. Kennedy didn't hold back in excoriating the Democratic Party and the establishment news media for their unholy collusion on a number of items. The rigging of the primary process, the undemocratic installation of Kamala Harris as the party's nominee, and the unprecedented acts of censorship and lawfare waged against their political opponents. The independent candidate hinted that he would have a role in a future Trump administration, with a focus on public health issues, especially addressing the proliferation of chronic diseases that are plaguing tens of millions of Americans and the lethal stranglehold corporations have on public health. Within hours, Hollywood's pro-Kamala celebrity enforcement brigade kicked into high gear to smear the apostate. Director and loud Democrat supporter Rob Reiner said RFK Jr. is out of his fucking mind. NBC's The West Wing star Bradley Whitford was especially nasty, calling RFK Jr. a sad, broken human being. Star Trek veteran George Takei also showed his nasty side, writing, "A sorrier pair could hardly be imagined." NBC's Law & Order SVU star accused RFK Jr. of selling his soul. Comedian Sandra Bernhardt called RFK Jr. a broken and deeply disturbed person. MGM's James Bond star Jeffrey Wright called the whole press conference ridiculous. Netflix star Mia Farrow also attached RFK Jr. by unfavorably comparing him to his slain father. Netflix actor Ethan Embry tried to downplay the importance of RFK Jr.'s announcement. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.